In Danville, Virginia, skilled workers are extracting coal ash from the Dan River. According to Duke Energy spokesman Jeff Brooks, they're at the Abru Gordon Park and anticipate pulling out about 2,500 tons of the toxic waste. Brooks says vacuum dredging is being used because it's less threatening to the underwater environment.
And vacuum dredging uses a vacuum to pull the material from the deposit with minimal disturbance to the sediment layer below. Once it's taken from the river, it will go through a process that separates the water from the sediment and then returns the clean water to the river and then dries the sediment for storage in a lined container to then be taken to a lined landfill.
That landfill is near Roxboro in Person County. Brooks also says chemical levels in the Dan River have returned to normal and the water is safe. On February 2nd, an estimated 39,000 tons of coal ash leaked into the Dan River upstream of the city. It came from a ruptured stormwater pipe at the retired Duke Power Plant in Eden. From now through June, a crew of 25 to 30 experts will be on site vacuuming the sludge 6 days a week. According to Brooks, Duke Energy will monitor the affected areas for many years to determine the best action to take.
In a lot of areas, there is no coal ash. In some areas, there are very small deposits or deposits that have been deposed beneath the layer of sediment there in the river. So removing that material in those instances may cause more damage to the ecosystem than leaving it in place.
The U.S. EPA and Duke Energy are overseeing this work along 70 miles of the Dan River. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.